What is up, potty people? Okay.
Hello.
So, well, here's the agenda for this podcast.
But who knows what'll really happen.
Well, fair enough. One is, I've listened to it 1,000 times, but Grandma just listened to Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd, obviously, for the first time ever.
The album.
No shit.
There's not a song called The Dark Side of the Moon?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, he'll review that. And then, you know, we'll talk about that. And that'll be the majority of the potty. But, two things happened. One, we said that on here, I would, this week, give you a music theory lesson that's very basic, which would be doing chords, notes, scales. We did that with other people. We talked about that since last time. So, just for the people to know that I'm a great music theory teacher, can you explain what the difference between a note, scale, chord is?
A note is one sound. Thing that you pluck on the guitar or play.
Any noise is a note.
Well, I guess you could say that. I mean, any musical noise, yeah.
Well, no, like any noise ever made has been a note.
Well, yes.
I mean, that's a note.
And then a scale is a series of notes. It's the notes denoting one particular key. And a key is a scale. Basically. It's not?
No.
Okay, back to basic music theory.
Don't move it. Come on. G? That's a note.
Mm-hmm.
That's a G chord.
Right. That's a scale.
That's a G scale. Minor pentatonic scale.
But when you say you're in the key of G, you're talking about starting that key. It's a series. A key is a series of notes, right? That you can be playing within.
A key is the notes or chords that work in that key. So, like, a G. So, like, for example, the E key. E minor.
Yeah.
You get the idea.
Yeah.
So if you're saying a song is in the key of E, then every note is going to be in the key of E. So chords, notes, doesn't matter. Every noise in that is going to be in the key of E.
Okay.
Now, scales are, so what makes a scale is, this is in the key of E because the first note done in the scale. Well, the root note of the scale, which is the first
E.
Mm-hmm. That would make it an E. E note.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Also an E. Also an E. Those are the root notes. Those are the E notes. Those are the root notes of the E scale.
So it's like the Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do?
Sorta.
Okay.
Or like, that's like an E minor scale, but like, what would be like a, you know, this would be an, what's an E major scale?
Yeah. I think E minor, I got the scale. I got the note.
A key is just what chords, it's more for chord, well, I mean, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do a solo in the E. Let's say I'm playing with friends or something, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do a solo in the key of G. They'll know, okay, well, I can only play. The bassist would be like,
they would play things in the key of G.
Yeah, and then the rhythm guitarist would, you know, be playing.
Okay.
All E or all G chords that are in the key of E. It's just so everybody's on the same page. So, you know, someone isn't playing, like, you know, Like, that just wouldn't make sense.
Okay.
It's basically just making everybody on the same page.
Okay.
Okay. Secondly, you did say that you want to learn how to play something basic on piano.
I did?
You did.
You're going to make me forget all about the...
We're going to do that next, but okay. The last... So now we're going to do the album.
Okay.
Then we're going to do piano.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Dark Side of the Moon.
You want me to review it?
Yeah.
Well, I liked it. But I have to say, I did get impatient every once in a while when they were doing their instrumental stuff. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like it was kind of repetitive every once in a while. But that's the only thing I didn't like about the album.
So out of 10?
Out of 10, the whole album, I would probably give it at least an 8.
So higher than you rated Night at the Opera. Your ratings are so terrible. You did 6 for Night at the Opera, 7 for Sgt. Pepper's, and 8 for Dark Side of the Moon. When in reality, I think you like it Night at the Opera than Sgt. Pepper's.
Well, it's because I like one or two things in Night of the Opera. And there were some things in Sgt. Pepper that I didn't like that much. But I like almost everything here.
So this is your favorite album we listened to so far?
No, I wouldn't say that. But, well, of the three, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, as an album.
Yeah. Okay, so... How'd you feel about the transitions? That's a big part of Pink Floyd albums.
Well, I mean, I didn't always know when they were starting one song and ending the other.
That's the point.
But it did seem smooth. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't...
feel forced.
Yeah.
But that's the point, is to not know. It's supposed to just be like you're listening to one song.
Yeah, and they were related. I mean, the lyrics
were related. And the whole idea of the album and just the overall feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Okay. Now, people have argued this for decades. What is Dark Side of the Moon about? How did you interpret it? What do you think it's about?
Well, I think it's about basic life and death. I mean, you know, it talks about, I mean, the lyrics say, breathe in, this is life, this is what it is. And then at some point, you know, you think about time, mm-hmm. which is very important about in terms of what life is. I mean,
wow.
And then you're in a war and people are dying.
What?
Well, when the guy at the rear says, go forward, and the front rank dies. I mean, that's a battle scene.
What are you talking about?
I'm not sure which song that is.
Are those the lyrics?
Uh-huh.
The front man goes and the back
dies? No, the general from the rear says, go ahead, and then the front rank dies.
Yeah.
Not the exact lyric,
but I think it's more metaphor, but yeah.
Well, it could, yeah, it's...
I think the whole thing's just a metaphor. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, money, I mean, that song is...
Yeah, I forgot about that, but I did like that song.
I love that song.
And, you know, it's... A lot of their instrumentals are very jazzy. Mm-hmm, I mean, it feels like they're improvised. I don't know if they are or not.
I mean...
But that's what it feels like. And I loved... I can't even remember what song ended with this, but when it said... The song is over. I thought I'd have more to say.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
That's time. And, okay, that leads me to my first favorite part of the album. Obviously, I love the album. One of my favorite albums of all time. Yeah. But on time, the reason he says that is because it's, like, talking about time and how, like, elusive and, like, kind of uncontrolling it is. So he says the song is over, but the song is still on for another minute, and then he keeps singing. They make it seem like it's a new song, but it's the same song because time, because they're not.
Oh, yeah.
Another favorite part, another thing to notice is the first song, Speak to Me.
Uh-huh.
If you go back and listen to it, it has the woman, like, going, wah,
yeah,
wah. It has that. It has the time bass line. It has the money sounds, like you know, where it's like, boom, 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 and it has, like, the money
so
sounds.
So it's sort of...
It's like...
A combination. I mean, it's sort of, what's the word?
It's like a trailer.
Yeah, it sort of predicts.
And you don't notice the first time.
Mysteriously.
For me, like, the first time I listened, I didn't notice that. And then the second time, I was just like, oh, shit, that's, like, all of the album. So, and there's a bunch of stuff like that just throughout the album, where the more you listen, the more you're like, oh, shit.
And what was the song right before Money on the last...
Great Gig in the Sky.
Yeah, that was interesting. Mm-hmm. The Iron Bell that the people do their get their magic spells.
That, no. Great Gig in the Sky is just the one where she's, like, doing the... It's the instrumental with her, screen, like, you know, singing.
Well, there are... Oh. Well, let me look at the lyrics again.
Great Gig in the Sky, there's no lyrics. And Time.
Oh.
It goes Time, Great Gig in the Sky, then Money. The whole thing is Speak to Me, Breathe in the Air.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, yeah. Okay. For me, okay. I agree with you. I think the album's just about life. But my favorite way to interpret it is an alien is put on Earth as an experiment by the dark side of the moon where aliens live. And he grows up, and, you know, breathing the air, all that shit, right? He's breathing, he's living. But then, you know, on the run, I think he's running out of a psych ward and, like, skip 10 years. And then he has to, like, learn as a human would, but he thinks differently because he's not human. That's why he's learning about time, and he thinks it's so weird. He's learning about, like, money, and he thinks it's so weird and everything. And I think the last song, Eclipse, which is also one of the best song names ever. The last song on the album is called Eclipse, and I just... But I think that's about going back to the dark side of the moon and be like, oh, shit, these humans are fucking stupid. So that's my very, like, wish it was about that. But in general, I do think the album is just a metaphor of life and death. Death.
Well, and saying interesting things about it without coming right out and
being specific. They're so good at that. They're so good at, like, just...
The Money song. I really liked Money. I didn't think I would, but it was really lively.
And the lyrics are just so, like, nail them, like, just so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then what about that thing about the talking at the end when he says, I was in the right. Yeah, he was definitely in the right. That geezer was cruising for a bruising.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was interesting.
Everything about it's just interesting.
And yeah. Weird
and atmospheric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Us and Them, that's when Forward he cried from the rear and the front rank died.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the general set and the lines on the map moved from side to side. So that's a metaphor for a battle or a battle.
I think it's just a metaphor for the people are the pawns.
The pawns?
The pawns in the government's chess game.
Oh, PAWNS.
Yeah.
Yeah. And haven't you heard it's a battle of words, the poster bearer cried?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
And then again, there's this background, you know. I mean, they're not going to kill you, so if you give them a quick, short, sharp shock, they won't do it again, dig it?
Yeah, there's a lot of greatness. The whole album is so awesome.
Yeah.
So if you had to rank the albums, it would be this, Night at the Opera, Sgt. Pepper's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'd probably have it this Sgt. Pepper's Night at the Opera. Night at the Opera has a bunch of great individual songs, but if we're talking listening as an album, Sgt. Pepper's and this are just better to listen to all the way through. But I mean,
and I like the last voice, the last lyric of Us and Them. Down and out, it can't be helped, but there's a lot of it about with, without. And who will deny it's what the fighting's all about? Those who have things and those who are without things. That's what the fighting's all about.
Yeah. It's very poetic.
I think the lyrics are better than either of the other albums.
That's fair.
And if I knew more about music, I'm sure I would like the instrumentals sections better. Mm. But because every once in a while it seemed kind of bluesy too.
I mean, yeah, rock music is blues and jazz.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like just psychedelic blues and jazz music.
Yeah, I mean, it, and their voices, Their voices sound so mellow. Do they do anything to make their voices sound soft and mellow?
It's just David Gilmour singing, but
I mean, they don't sound very direct, you know, it's kind of like...
The whole thing is just atmospheric.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so interesting because, like, there are a lot of similarities in between the technical standpoint of The Wall and this, mm-hmm. but the overall vibe is so different. The Wall is very, like, hit you in the face, boom, and this one's, like, just, like, a kind of slow burn build-up.
Yeah.
I think that's really interesting. Like, and... And, like, you know, like, I think of, like, something that helps me with music and song is I try to think of one word that describes it. And for, like, Dark Side, I say atmospheric. And with The Wall, I say cinematic. And those are almost antonyms. They're not, but they almost are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I mean, it's, like, orally, you know, through your hearing, it's atmospheric. And, yeah. I see what you mean.
I mean, the Pink Floyd has one of the best, like, in a row albums. They have, it goes Dark Side of the Moon, Animals, Wish You Were Here, The Wall. Like, those four back to back to back to back is, like,
just so insane. They were really in a...
They were not all in, like, 7 years, or, like, 6 years, because it goes Dark Side, 73, Animals, 75, Wish You Were Here, 77.
Well, tell me again about Animals. What's it about?
What do you mean, what's it about?
What songs are on it?
You wouldn't know any of them.
Okay.
But it's just like a cynical, stop doing that. It's all animal related, I guess. Like the cover photo is a flying pig, or pig flying over, you know, flying pigs once a day, mm-hmm. over a slaughterhouse. Oh. I mean, like, Pink Floyd is like cynical and depressing as a whole. It just is. And so, something that, like, people kind of pick on Animals for is it being too cynical, but fucking Pink Floyd is, like, the most cynical thing ever. Everything about it is just cynical.
Well, but I think they are...
I mean, The Wall's pretty cynical, Grandma, all the way through. It's pretty blatantly cynical.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, and it was trying to make people see what was going on at the time.
I'm not preaching to the choir. I'm just saying it's cynical. Yeah. I mean, it's awesome, and I love it, and I'm a cynical person, to be fair.
Well, what do you think about it in terms of now, or do you think about it in terms of what things were like in the 70s?
Both. I mean, the overall idea and thinking of life and death is going to be the same.
That's true.
So this album, I mean, this album is one of, I mean, it's been in the top 10 albums of all time for, like, since 77, like, since, or 73. Really? It's like every single week is still in there.
Yeah. Well, and you know,
like a week in 2010 it wasn't, or something, but like it's like crazy.
The Brain Damage song.
I love that song. I fucking love that song.
I mean you could think of that as somebody who had been through battles and been through the war, and this is where they are now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like PTSD. I mean, yeah. But it's funny when he says the lunatic is on the grass. Is he talking about Mary Jane?
No.
Maybe.
The lunatic is on the grass. They're not going to call... I don't want to be a
they
lunatic.
Wouldn't call it grass.
No, they might, but they wouldn't call it lunatic. I mean, they love
it. Well, but the lunatic is him. I mean, you know, he's not... I mean, I don't think they really think they're lunatics. Because, see, I want to talk about the lyrics, and you want to talk about the overall
thing. We can talk about the lyrics. I mean, it might be. The lunatic is on the grass. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the only thing I said, like, I don't want to not talk about the lyrics, but I don't know what you mean. I don't have an issue there with the lyrics.
You rearrange me till I'm sane.
Yeah, I love that line. I love Brain Damage as a whole, everything about it. Yeah,
it's great.
It's my favorite song of the album. And so, yeah. What are you doing?
I'm looking at the... If the dam breaks open many years too soon and there's no room up on the hill.
I think you would... We need to listen to the Soft Parade.
To the what?
Soft Parade. It's by The Doors. It's kind of like The Wall, except The Doors. I'm being serious. It's like if The Doors made a wall. If The Doors made The Wall, it would be the Soft Parade.
It's the like doors on the wall. It's like a part of a house.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a windows?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can see why you like this. And the melodies, I mean, you know, the harmony and the melodies are nice, you know.
I think the overall tempo is perfect. The pacing is perfect to me.
Well, it's a little bit slow to me.
Yeah, but...
But that's because I don't really get instrumental music that well.
Yeah. So, do you have any other words you want to say?
No, I mean, I could talk about the lyrics for a long time.
Well, then do it. You're just singing.
Well, then... I really like... the breathe reprise, you know, after they sing time, then they come back to breathe.
What do you mean?
At the end, you know, when I come home cold and tired, it's good to warm my bones beside the fire. Far away across the field, the tolling of the iron bell caused the faithful to their knees to hear the softly spoken magic spells. I mean, that's like going to church, you know.
What does that have to do with breathe in the air?
Well, it just says that it's a reprise of breathe. They're going back to visit breathe again.
Not what? Wait, now I'm trying to think. Breathe in the air. Don't be afraid to care.
It's like,
oh yeah, they do. I've never noticed that. What the fuck?
Uh-huh. And again, it's like, that's an option to go to church. I'd rather warm my bones by the fire, but there's also that other option.
Something that shocked me is they never got that religious. Like, they're all atheists, but they never went into religion, which I found so interesting.
Because a lot of bands do?
No, I just, like, that's just kind of, I mean, they just seem like they would talk about religion a lot more than they do.
Yeah.
I mean,
it just kind of is irrelevant in their world.
I don't think it's even that, but I don't know. I mean, they're all pretty... I mean, all rock stars are pretty, like, spiritual.
Yeah.
You gotta keep talking if you want to talk about this. You can't just sit there.
Oh, well...
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's your review.
I'm trying to think of what my favorite song on there was. And... Oh, wait.
Money or Brain Damage?
I didn't like On the Run. That was an instrumental, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I just lost it. You know, I didn't get the thread. But I kind of like The Great Gig in the Sky.
Yeah.
And that seemed kind of improvised, too. I mean, you know, that seemed like they were just...
I mean, what do you mean improvised?
I mean, that they didn't necessarily rehearse it down to the last...
Well, I mean, you never do that.
Oh.
I mean, when you're playing music... What?
Well, you do in, like, classical music.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay, hold on. If you're doing a solo... Okay, this goes back to music theory. If you do a solo, then, I mean, it kind of is, but not really.
Well, but I mean, the other instruments have to kind of play off you, you know.
Yeah, and they know what
but tempo. But I was thinking of her singing. That just seemed like she was making it up as she went along.
But she wasn't, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
But it sort of is.
Yeah.
I mean, like, she
it's
knows.
It's loose, but it's there.
Yeah. Yeah, and the tempo and rhythm is very set in stone, but kind of, but yeah, though,
yeah,
kind of
yeah, mm-hmm. But I liked Time.
And what's your favorite?
I think Us and Them is my favorite.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I also like Money a lot.
Yeah. That's probably my favorite.
And I like Brain Damage.
Brain Damage or Money is
And
my
I loved
favorite.
Eclipse.
Yeah, Eclipse is awesome.
I mean, it just sort of sums up everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's the best ending track. Because then, you know, it ends on the heartbeat like it started. Yeah. Which is just, I mean, the heartbeat thing is just a metaphor for life. I mean.
Yeah.
Like we were saying.
And then, you know, all that you give, all that you deal, all that you love, all that you feel, blah, 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 blah. Everything under the sun is in tune.
Yeah.
But the sun is eclipsed by the moon.
Perfect. Yeah. So.
I've got to have a drink.
What?
Okay.
Fuck. Okay, you weirdo.
Well, yeah, I didn't expect to like this at all, but I really did.
You didn't expect to like it at all?
No.
You like The Wall?
I do like The Wall, but I didn't think that was their typical style.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I thought they were wild and crazy. I know nothing.
Yeah, you really don't. They're like the most chill
I know rock band absolutely ever. Nothing about 70s music.
You know absolutely nothing about any music.
Well, I know absolutely nothing about any music, but especially 70s music.
I mean, but... That's kind of, I mean, their whole vibe is just, like, stoner, chill.
Yeah.
You know, okay, fun fact about this. If you play this album...
Backwards. No, I'm sorry.
Actually, playing it backwards is weird. Anyway, if you play this album at the exact right time while watching Wizard of Oz, all the words match up, so it looks like they're singing that whole album.
No.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. But stoners
do. Have you ever done it?
No.
But you just read about it.
I mean, it's a known thing. I mean, also.
That's hilarious. But they didn't do that on purpose. They couldn't have.
I doubt it. I mean, I wonder who was just, like, super stoned and listening to Pink Floyd and watching Wizard of Oz and was like, oh, shit!
No.
Because it's, like, a perfect ding, ding, ding. Apparently. I've never done it.
Well, there used to be, I think during the... It might have been during the 2008 election or 2012, maybe 2016. There was a thing called Jib Jabs when people would, you know, they would have a picture of Donald Trump on there talking, but they'd make up words that fit what he was, you know.
I mean, that's, yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Wizard of Oz was good, too.
I haven't watched that for a long, long time. Who is it that can't watch it because they're scared of the monkeys?
What?
Somebody, maybe Jenny or Julie. I don't remember who, but they were just still? Terrified. I think so. I think it was a grown-up thing. Maybe it was Lily. No, I don't think it was.
I don't know. You ready for piano? Or do you have anything
okay, else to say? Okay, yeah, I'm ready for piano.
Okay, you're going to learn what every beginning playing person plays on piano.
What?
Lean on me.
Huh?
Lean on me.
Oh.
It's super easy.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great.
You're going to have to move the water.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. See this?
Mm-hmm.
C. That's a C note. Okay. So it goes. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Every other note for three notes.
Okay.
Oh my god, the virus just died a fucking course. Okay. A battery came on loose. Okay. Fuck, that's one key too high. Fuck, I keep messing up because I'm... I'm using the wrong hand, and I'm at an awkward angle. Okay, I fucked it up, but you get the overall idea. So, can you do the first chord? It's the same chord shape for everything. I would use your left hand. No. That's good. One more time? No. No. Go back to where you were. Boom. One more? No. One, two. It's like one, two, one, two, three, four. One. No. No. You don't skip two, you go. Do that.
couldn't exactly do it again. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do that one more time, just so you get in the rhythm of it. So it's just 1, 2, 3, 4. You just move it over. So it's, you hit this one twice, you hold, four. Hit it once, hold.
Okay.
Yeah. Move it up. Yeah, one more. Move it over one more. Yeah. And then it's just going backwards the same thing.
But I don't see how you move it. You're used to doing it, I guess.
Yeah. Do it one more time. Let's hear you, Bill Withers.
I just can't do it fast.
You get used to it. Sometimes in my life, we all have things.
But your fingers are a lot more flexible than mine.
Well, I mean, playing guitar and playing piano is pretty similar. All the years. Okay, I have another one that's actually might be easier.
Okay.
Well, we could do Time by Pink Floyd. Boom, 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 that.
I don't think so.
Wait, no, it's not that hard. It's just... Wait, no, it's... No? It's... Okay, C. No.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to do Time, but I can't remember how it goes.
Oh.
It goes like...
I don't think this is that interesting for people to listen to.
But you're going, it's the Dark Side of the Moon was good. Was?
I said more interesting things than that.
No reason to get defensive, Grandma. Wait, no.
I haven't eaten dinner yet. I think we should wrap this up.
Oh my God, will you stop bitching? Damn, woman. I'm gonna do this right. Wait, no, okay. No, it's... No.
Oh, you're playing Money, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Not Time. I said that wrong. No. Yes.
Money! It goes a little bit higher at the end.
It doesn't. That's not the wrong note. No, fuck. No.
Oh, never mind.
Do.
Let's play Jingle Bells.
And then there's...
Oh!
You know what that is?
Yeah.
You do?
She loves me and I love her or something. The Beatles.
Close. And I love her.
Oh, yeah.
But Kurt Cobain's version of that is way better. It's,
What's better?
Kurt Cobain's version. That's up. We're doing... the podcast is on.
Okay.
It's way better.
Oh, okay.
Cool. You are so ready for this to be over for some reason.
Well, it's been 34 minutes.
Okay.
We can't ask people to listen longer than 34 minutes.
If they want to turn off, they can. We're about to be done.
Okay.
You're just like, bitching about for no reason, Goldie. Ready? To end it?
Am I ready for what?
To end it?
Oh, yeah.
Any final words?
Just happy holidays to one and all.
She hates you all and hopes you all die of mass genocide.